The next perek is perek tes. Biur mafside hazrisus varchoka mehem. Oh, wow. You here too? I'm very, very impressed. Very impressed. You need some kind of
cup. I'm here?
You. You know, I'm always impressed with the. No, really. Yeah, you must need a big kapara for some averis you've done, and you've come now to all the shiurim here. The. Okay.
Well, I didn't have any pizza at my home, so I need someplace to
nap. So. At least you're honest. We're happy to see you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Bebir matside hazrizus varchokam again. These are things that a person who does them minimizes the chances of him being a zoris. They are things that take away zrizus, or that impede a person from being a zoris. First thing is laziness. Being lazy is the antithesis of zrizus. Zrizus is being quick and excited about what you're doing, and lazy is being heavy and unexcited about what you're doing, and doing it slowly and pushing yourself to do something that you don't really want to do. Ha'gadol shebekulam. What makes a person lazy, or what is the kind of mode of behavior a person can get into, and it leads to not wanting to put in an effort for anything, and that's what zrizus is. Zrizus means putting in an effort, because like he said before, the Ramchal, that by nature a person has inertia, and he likes to be at rest, and his body is heavy, and get moving, right, is very, very, very difficult. Right? It says that that's why in the morning, Shachris, Avraham Avinu was Masakin Shachris, and the Maral says Shachris is connected to the goof of a person, the body. Because Shachris, you are the most physical of the whole day. Because getting up in the morning, you're like a dead weight. That's why it's so hard to get out of bed. At least it used to be hard to get out of bed when I was younger. Now it's not hard at all. Young people, it's hard to get out of bed. And it's because the inertia. You have the inertia of being in bed, comfortable, asleep. And getting up means changing that. And you have to be misgaber. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch starts off here, misgaber ka'ari. It'd be like a strong like a lion to get out of bed. To make that effort. So... therefore, if a person is not interested in putting in an effort, by nature, he's going to be sedentary. He's going to be heavy, physical, and not want to do too much, be inactive. So that is the first thing. So therefore, what kind of lifestyle is the antithesis of zrizus? Bakoshes hamenucha hagufonis v'sinas haTorah v'avas haidunim b'tashnim kol tzinoehim. We'll see that does not mean that you have to live an austere life. In fact, he's going to bring down the mission that we always quote and explain. Pas memelav tocho. What he says is that the biggest enemy to zrizus is wanting to rest and not enjoying doing anything with an effort. And enjoying the perfection of a luxurious lifestyle, where everything has to be, you're a perfectionist when it comes to comfort. Everything has to be right. Right? You can't sleep in a bed unless it's a really great mattress, whatever, and you have as many pillows as you need, and if there's anything missing in the comfort level, then you just can't function. You can't function unless your comfort level is perfect. And anything less than perfect is annoying to you. Kinei odom kazeh, a person like that, who wants to take it easy, doesn't want to put any effort into things, he likes to take it easy, not to put in effort, and only feels comfortable if the comforts are perfect. Ki hine adam kazeh vade shetich paralov ha'avodu lefnei boru kovid godl. A person like that is not going to be able to do avodas Hashem, because serving the Rebbeim is not comfortable. It's not always the most comfortable, easy, restful kind of situation. Ki mishi yirtza lechol achiloso b'chol ha'yishuv ha'menucha. A person who can't feel settled unless his meal is perfect. You know, it's the right time and the right food and it tastes the right thing, and he can't function. Right? He's a perfectionist when it comes to these things. The lishin shnaso below Torah, and he wants to sleep without being disturbed. He has to have a perfect setting for sleeping, and if he doesn't have a perfect setting, then he can't sleep. The moin lolechasim lo la'ato, and he can't walk unless he's walking slow at a nice pace or whatever, but if he has to walk a little faster, it just upsets him, he can't function. Okiyotzi b'dvarim keila, anything similar to that. Hine yiksha olav lahashkim labotek nesios b'voker. This guy's not going to be able to get up early in the morning when it's cold especially. Right? Not going to want to get out of bed. Right? That's not easy, and it's not comfortable. And it's not mushlam. It's not like in a perfect situation. Oh, the katzer b'sudos from the tefillas mincha ben arbayim, or he's in the middle of eating and now he's going to daven mincha. So he's got to quickly finish his meal and go to mincha, or finish his meal Friday night and go to a shir. Right? Not gonna be comfortable, you know, to have the perfect situation where upsetting and interrupting your style is something you can't do. Or to go out and do a mitzvah if things aren't perfect. It's real rainy outside, it's cold, it's hot, it's whatever, right? I only do things if my comfort zone is perfect and it doesn't take too much effort and it's easy. Surely to rush to go learn Torah or to do a dvar mitzvah, that's totally against all these things. It takes effort and it's not easy and it's not the perfect situation. A person who gets used to living a lifestyle like that. I don't know how you can really, most people can't, unless you're really a rich person who has no problems, get used to a lifestyle like that, because inevitably, forget about Torah, life itself makes it impossible to live a life like that. But somebody who tries his hardest to live a lifestyle the way that he just described, and nenu adam biatzmo lasos hepech zekshirze, then he's not in control to do the opposite when he wants. You get into a habit, and this becomes your normal behavioral pattern, and it's hard to change it. You can't change it, but it's hard to change. Kifar nesa ritzon of a maisa hergel anasa tevesheni. Habit becomes second nature, and that becomes your nature, and you can't break out of it. The omnam tsara shiyeda ha'adam, ki lo lemenucha hu bolam hazeh. Person should realize he wasn't put in this world to rest. Resting is done in a cemetery. Everybody's resting there. Nobody's putting any effort. Nobody, what's it called? I don't know if it's the ideal situation, but in any case, it's definitely restful. Ela la'omo v'torach. But as long as a person is still walking vertically and he's not horizontal, he's supposed to work and put effort into this world. V'lo yinag bi'atzmo ela minik ha'poalim ha'osim melocha etzo maskireyim. It's like a work day, right? From beginning of the work day to the end of the work day, you're supposed to work. You're not supposed to take it easy. You're not supposed to rest, right? That's work time. Then there's rest time. Come home from work, and then you can relax or whatever. So this world is work time. After this world is rest time. So then you have a time to rest, and even though it says tzaddikim don't have menucha this world or the next world, but it's a different kind of work. It's menucha doesn't mean, it means they're not sedentary. They're constantly achieving and going greater and greater and growing, but all the work that had to be put in was now. It's like a fruit. After you put in all the work of watering it and fertilizing it and pruning it or whatever, then it grows by itself. It continues to grow. We don't have to do anything to it. Then it continues to grow and you don't have to touch it. Same thing. Person puts in all the work in this world, so now he has the fruit for Olam Haba. But that fruit is not 100% ripe all at once. In Olam Haba, you continue to progress, but not through your effort, but through whatever you had in this world was now potential, and it goes mila mila as a person is in Olam Haba. Different times, different situations bring him to higher and higher levels that were all there potentially, just took time to, in our terms, to be accessed. Okay, that's what it means. That hold on, let's go on to this. Okay, so that's a person has to know he wasn't put in this world to rest; he was put in this world to work. The lo yinad ba'atzma l'minig upalim. The kinyan mashahaya omer agire diyoma anon. The Chacham used to say we're day workers. We're in this world for a certain amount of time, and the time that we're here is to work. To work, not to rest. That doesn't mean a person doesn't need time to rest in this world. But they have to sleep. And even it means you sometimes have to take it easy, sometimes vacation. But we'll see in 1 second what that means. Right? So that doesn't mean you can never take a vacation. You can never take it easy. Right? Never catch a nap. What it means is that is not the goal. That's not the purpose of this world. The vacation, the rest, the nap, whatever. Okay. More than that. A person has to feel like a soldier going out to war. And on the bottom here, Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein says, not a soldier who's in Miluim or who's, in the Sadir, but a soldier is going mamish out to war. There is no rest at all. Asher achilosim b'chipazim v'shinosim haroi. They eat quickly, they sleep minimally, right? Va'omdim tomin muchanim, and they're constantly ready le'esh krav for the next battle. The aldover zeh ne'emar ki adam la'omel yulad. A person was created to work. That's what a person was created in this world for. Shiyargul alzma zeh aderech yimso havod akalo lavadai. To get used to that kind of regimen, then avodas Hashem becomes easy, because you are then attuned to putting in effort and not to being comfortable all the time and doing things in the easiest and most comfortable way possible. Kivin shlo yechzer bi'atzmo hazmona v'achona eleho. Since the ma'aseh, you're prepared for such a lifestyle. V'alzeh haderech amru chazal, kachi darkei shel Torah. You want to know if you're on the path of Torah. That, in other words, you, according to the way he's learning, it means that you'll be able to continue on that path. That you'll be able to fulfill the Torah. So you're on the kind of lifestyle, the kind of path that will enable you to keep the Torah. That's darkei shel Torah. You're on a path that Torah can be fulfilled if you're living that kind of lifestyle. What is it? Pastor Melech Tochal, eat only bread and salt. Mayim b'mesura tishteh, al ha'aretz tishan, drink only water, measured. Sleep on the floor. Shehu klal harchoka b'tachlis min ha'menuchos v'idunim. This is the antithesis of looking for comfort and rest. This kind of lifestyle. Now, what does it mean? So therefore, all this is, forget about Torah, right? The chocolate covered, whatever they are. Right? That's not pasma melach, and neither is drinking milk and whatever, and having sugar, for sure not. So this is like the antithesis of Derech HaTorah. So the Nordens are being machshel all of us, right, and trying to pull us away from the Torah. Right? So, is that the pshat? And I don't think anybody here only eats bread and salt and drinks water. We all, Baruch Hashem, live a nice lifestyle. We don't sleep on the floor. We sleep in a bed with a mattress, with pillows. So what does it mean? So are we going connected to Mesillas Yesharim? Basically, what it means is the following. That what the Mesillas Yesharim is saying is that if your goal in life and your feeling of what is life to you, what's important in life, is all of these comforts, effortless, easygoing, restful thing, that's what you are looking for in life. And that's what gives you a feeling of pleasure and a feeling of comfort, and then you're not going to be able to keep the Torah. But if you are accustomed that even if you miss these things, You don't make yourself accustomed to become attached and dependent on them. That is the main thing. You're not attached to these things, you're not dependent on them. They're nice. And adarabah, you use them in a way that enhances your Torah. If you get a good night's sleep, you can get up early in the morning easier. If you don't get a good night's sleep and you're tossing and turning all night and can't get to sleep, then it's harder to get up in the morning. So I'm not sleeping in the nice, comfortable bed because that is the only way that I can exist if I'm comfortable. But I really want to get up early in the morning, and being comfortable at night will make it easier for me to do that. But if, for some reason, sleeping in that bed, I'm not going to be able to get up early in the morning, then my main thing is getting up early in the morning to go to davening. That's my goal. Sometimes I can achieve that goal by being comfortable at night. But what happens if tonight being comfortable is going to see to it that I'm going to oversleep? And I know that if I sleep on the floor, or if I don't sleep with two pillows or whatever, I'm going to be able to get up faster. So then I'll do that. I'm not meshubid to the comfort for its own sake. Once you become meshubid and becomes a habit, then it's hard to break the habit. I'm not in the habit of doing it for its own sake. I'm using this as a tool, as a means to be able to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. If it works, it's fine. If it's not going to work for me at this point, then I can easily give it up. Because that's not my main thing. My main thing in life is not the food and the bed and the comforts, creature comforts. The main thing in life for me is Avodas Hashem. Whatever enhances that, if it's having these comforts, fine. If it's not having these comforts, also fine. Then I haven't gotten used to being dependent on these things. I'm using them. I'm not dependent on them. That's the difference. There's a very thin line between it. And you can fool yourself. You can fool yourself into thinking that you're not becoming dependent on something when you really are. And you think you're using it as a tool. But if it's the truth, that you're not dependent on it, you can easily give it up if it's necessary because there are more important things in life than that, right? And I always say that the litmus test, the measure is, how would you feel if you don't have these things, but you still have, you're able to have a Torah life? If, imata osekein, ashrecha v'tovlach, if when you do it and live this kind of life, you feel fortunate and it's good, then ashrecha bolam azeh v'tovlach. But if, with the absence of these things, you'd feel miserable, then obviously it's not the Torah that is the important thing in your life. It's you're dependent on these things, and these things are the most important thing. And if they're not there, you're miserable. So really, it depends on not so much what you do, but what your kavana is. And it's not so much even kavana, it's what you get used to. Do you become dependent on these things, or are you using these things as tools? And what really is your lifestyle is a Torah lifestyle. Whatever tool you need to preserve that, you use. Sometimes the tool is take a nap. I'm not taking a nap because I enjoy taking naps. I'm taking a nap because I know if I take a nap now, I'll be able to learn, I'll be able to be a nicer person, I'll be able to give more tzedakah, I'll be able to work harder at my profession and do a good job for my employer, whatever it may be. And I'm not fooling myself. I know that I'm not, and therefore, if in the middle of the nap I find out that I'll be able to do Avodas Hashem better if I get up now, I'll get up. I'm only doing this because I feel that's a tool that will enable me to serve the Rabbanu Shalom better. You can fool yourself too. I remember when we were in Miami, I don't know if I fooled myself or not, but let's assume that I did. Right? So we had a house there which the shul owned. And we paid rent to the shul. And then we had to buy another house. So that other house, somebody convinced me that it would be better if we bought it and the shul would loan me the money for the down payment, which is, in the end, is a very good advice. So we looked then for a house that we would feel comfortable with. So we looked for a house with a lot of bedrooms or whatever, and we also decided we were going to buy a house with a pool. Because in Miami, almost a lot of people have pools. Not an unusual thing, right? And we reasoned that it's a tool for Avodas Hashem to have, you know, a swimming pool, because first of all there weren't too many places with separate swimming in Miami, and here we could have easy separate swimming. The children would have known the soy or whatever, they'd be able to have that outlet, right? And always when you want to do something, you put the blame on your kids, so, you know, the kids want it or whatever. And also be a nice relaxation, and we could invite neighbors who maybe would go mixed swimming if they didn't have this outlet or whatever. And there were a lot of reasons why this was very, very important for Avodas Hashem to have a swimming pool. It may be true. Can't say 100% not, but when we came to Matityahu, surprise of surprises, we didn't have a swimming pool, except in the winter when it leaked into our living room, and then we had a swimming pool. So we do. Some houses still have a swimming pool. It was like a little bit of a surprise, like, wow, you could really be an Oved Hashem without a swimming pool. Right? It's not really one of the necessities of Avodas Hashem. It may have been that I wasn't fooling myself. I don't know. I till this day, I don't know. And it did serve nice purposes, and the children did have a good time, so did I. The mice, what's it called? So it was nice to have a swimming pool. But you can become dependent on it, and then you can't exist without it. Or you can use it as a tool that's very nice when it serves a positive purpose, and when it doesn't, then you don't need it. Then you shouldn't, then it's easy to pull yourself away from it. But if you get used to the lifestyle because you become dependent on it, it becomes an important thing as an end in itself, then that's what the Mesillas Yesharim is talking about. So if you're a rich person and you want to live a nice, rich life, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you do it in a way that you know what the ikar is and what the tuffel is and what the purpose of living that life. It's not for the sake of the comfort. Because lemaisa, if that's not true, then what are we looking forward to? Imosa Mashiach. There won't be any, everything will be effortless, and you'll be, what's it called, you know, you'll be able to get all the luxuries without any effort. And it sounds like the opposite is Mesillas Yesharim, as we're looking for Mashiach, that we should have exactly the world that the Mesillas Yesharim says is not the purpose. And that's not Olam Haba. That's this world. That's still where we have Bechira, and we have to put in effort or whatever, so that we're looking for a world without effort. It's totally a stira to what he's saying. Then why is Yimosa Moshiach the ultimate time that the Rambam says, then a person can really fulfill the Torah to its ultimate? No, well, you're supposed to have a hard life. Yimosa Moshiach is an easy life. So how can you fulfill the Torah to its ultimate when it's an easy life? It's mamish the opposite of what he's saying. But the answer is, the Gemara says, "Kol gufi deruftiki." Everybody has to work in this world. Right? That's what the world was created for, work. Adam la'amal yulad. Tavei dezachi deruftiki deoraisa. Fortunate is the person who can put all his work into Torah directly. So in this world, avadi, it's not easy, and you have to put effort in, and you have to be miskaber, right? But if you'll have all the surrounding things easy, and then you'll put in all the effort directly into Torah, then that's the ideal. That's what will be in Yimosa Mashiach. It won't be a world where everybody's sitting on a lounge chair, you know, drinking lemonade and, you know, taking it easy. It's where people will be mamash working very hard, but their work will be directly in Torah, in mitzvahs. They won't have to put the work into external things, into side things. So the goal won't be the comforts. The comforts will be a positive atmosphere and environment to be able to put your efforts into Torah. People aren't going to be taking it easy in Yimosa Mashiach. They'll be working much harder than now. But all the work will be in the end, not in the means. That's what Yimosa Mashiach is. It's not a time to take it easy. Olam Haba is a time to take it easy. But in this world, there's no taking it easy. Even in Yimosa Mashiach, not take it easy. That's what I think he means. The difference. That's the meaning of that Mishnah too. So there's nothing wrong with a person enjoying this world if he's doing it knowing that he's doing it for a purpose. It's not an end in itself, it's a means to reach an end. And that end is Avodas Hashem. The nafkamina will be, what will be when there's a conflict between your comforts and Avodas Hashem? If the goal is the comforts, then the Avodas Hashem will have to suffer and be sacrificed. If the Avodas Hashem is the goal, and this is only a means, then when that means is a conflict to the goal, then the means has to be sacrificed. That's the basic difference. Which one is the ikar? Which one's the tafel? What's the goal? And if you keep your sight straight, and it's not easy, right? Then because the opposite is also true. It's not easy for a person to be poor and to only eat bread and salt when he has to, not because he wants to, not because he feels that that's you know, the Avodah Hashem is more chashuv. It's just I don't have it. And then I really feel that I'm dependent on it and I miss it. And then I'm miserable. So you really can't be an Ovid Hashem. So you can be pas b'melech tochal and be miserable, and that's not good for Avodah Hashem. And you can be eating steak and eat it with the right intention and be b'derech Hashem. So the main thing is not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. That, I think, is the pshat in this mezuzah shor.
See, the way it, perhaps I can understand a little different, because he says that he says Misha Margilatzmo Lano. He didn't say that whoever makes that important. Ella, who makes our meaning? If somebody sleeps on a sili patra every single night, I that's not my goal in life, and this, and I'm just still belamaisa. I'm he tregalti lizeh. I mean, for 20 years, I'm sleeping on patra. Yeah, that's not my goal in life. I don't care that belamaisa. If I have to sleep on a straw mattress tomorrow night, I won't be able. I won't be able to function. Right. And yet, if I always sleep on a straw mattress, I mean, then nothing's going to bother me, because then as far as sleeping goes, I always sleep uncomfortably. So, and as we say, is Misha Margulet Smolan Narzela? Then who's not a donut, he'll have Victor Hitchayirtseh. Once he gets used to it, he won't be able to do it when he wants to. Now I really want to just sit on a star and rent around mattress because that's all I have, but I won't be able to because I'm so used to it. I have, so therefore, Pasmei El Tochel, if you don't get used to the Hanaz, so then when something comes up, it won't stare you.
One dimension. There's getting used to it, and then you become dependent on it. And you can get used to it and still make sure that you don't become dependent.
But I always sleep on a ceiling. I'm going to say, well, no, I don't want dependent. How can I not be dependent? I'm so used to it. As you said, it becomes your teva.
So according to you, how many days a week can you sleep on the mattress and how many days not?
If I never sleep on the mattress, kilu, I don't sleep with comfortable things, then it will not stare me if I don't sleep on it. Any time it comes out, that's another way. When I eat, I have to have a full, big meal every night. Then when I don't have it, I can't function. Why?
How much is, again, so there's a difference between paspa melach and not having a full.
The Mishnah says it literally. It means that you have to curtail your things. Don't have the thing. You have to curtail. Like we see the Gedolim. You go into Rav Leibstein, whatever. They live like pashtus, but like nothing. Everything's a part. They eat simple. They nothing. Why they don't get used to it? They have the rules thing, but I'm saying
they also know the finish.
Okay,
Rosh Hashivas that lived very, very fine aristocratic life. That saying the same thing, but the derech is different. In order not to become murgal to something, right? That's what we're saying. How much is the hergal? How many times a week? How many weeks? How many months? Until it becomes a hergal, even if you have the right hashgacha. The difference is, are you dependent on it or not? Meaning, when a necessity will come up, that tonight I can't sleep in the bed because whatever. Right, so if I become so used to it, it's a habit, and I feel uncomfortable, then you're not doing it right. But if I'm able to do it, and I know whenever it comes up that I won't be able to do it, I'm traveling, I'm going to a mitzvah, and I won't be able to sleep in the kind of bed. I'm gonna have to go into a motel room or something where the bed is not as good as the bed in my home, or I'm gonna have to sleep on the road or on a bench or something. I'm willing to do that. Then I haven't become dependent on it. That's the
willing. That's not willing. Okay, willing. I'm willing, but I won't be comfortable. Why? Because I won't be able to share.
Won't become something.
I have to end up in a hotel.
On.
I don't want to go. I have to be in a hotel. What can I do? I'm planning on it. I go whatever, a place where I don't have a mattress. So I will be uncomfortable. Why? Because I always sleep on a nice mattress. I can't help it. That's exactly what he's saying. Misha Murgo, you won't be able to get away from it. That's the way human nature is. You're used to something. You can't say, okay, now it's fine. It's not. I'm so used to it.
Yes and no. A person that has the right hashkafa cannot get used to something where it becomes dependent on it.
I can't help it.
I would say something, it's a combination. Yeah. That use the example of a mattress. So if somebody is getting used to a being comfortable on a mattress, so that's what I'm saying, no matter what, he's getting used to a comfort, then he won't be able to break from the comfort. But if he's only there because he's only on the mattress because that's just what he has, So again, you can do something else. That's not being marital. Meaning, over here, it's saying the hair goes, talking about being in the.
Maybe that's all he has. He had to buy the mattress, yeah.
You're still used to it.
He's not doing it for the comfort.
No, he doesn't wait for it, but that becomes normal for you, right? Because that's what you've been using.
I think this makes sense. And like I know in Tisha B'Av, you sleep on the floor. I'm thinking, I can't wait till tomorrow I can get back in my bed. So I mean, I think that's what the rabbi is saying. The idea is that then you know that the test, that's your litmus test. If I sleep on the floor,
yeah, I hear what Varon's saying. In other words, practically speaking, right? Hashkafic wise, what I'm saying is true. Practically speaking, it's very difficult to do something all the time and not to become dependent on it. Right. So somehow a person that doesn't have to necessarily curtail these things, but has to do things where he constantly reminds himself that he's not dependent.
I think that with my morning coffee cup. Without my morning coffee cup, you know, like I can't sit through shiur. I can fall asleep in davening or whatever, you know. So it's dependent now. And you can argue.
But if in order to get that coffee, you'd have to miss the shiur.
Right.
Then in that situation, right, you would forego the coffee. And you get out of the habit too. So if it happens often enough, right? In other words, you don't have to every once in a while say I'm sleeping on the floor, so I don't get in the habit, because then you'd have to do it constantly,
right?
But every once in a while, you have to. Things come up which prevent you from having those comforts because you have to sacrifice them. And if you're willing to do it at that, it breaks the habit. That again, I practically speaking, I agree with you, but not everything in this world is just practical. There's kavana that goes into something, and there are plenty of chances for a person to break his habit, right, and not get into the habit of just doing it blindly, but doing it in a way that when it's not good for me, I'm not going to do it, and that breaks the habit too. It doesn't have to happen all that often even. It has to be whenever those things come up, I'm able to break that habit. Then I'm not a meshubit. I'm not, and it's no longer a habit by me. It's something that I'm in control of.
I'm
learning margil doesn't mean this is not necessarily doing it a lot. It means making yourself accustomed to become dependent on it. That's the nekuda.
Okay.